Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. I'm feeling really guilty because I've kept my guest waiting on the line for way too long, and he's a phenomenal leader when it comes to helping us understand key concepts, especially when it comes to the world of digital agency, marketing, and a key theme that we are looking to rebuild up on following our conversations earlier this week. Pieter Groenewald, COO of Nifty Influencer and the founder of The Salt, which is South Africa's first nano influencer marketplace, joins us tonight on the show to share his perspective as an agency leader around China's move to try to regulate influencers. Pieter, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you so much for your time and your patience today. I owe you maybe a bottle of whiskey and more time on the show, given the delays we've had. But I'm really excited to hear your perspective. Earlier this week, we heard from the Advertising Regulatory Board, and we understand there's already been conversations around how to, quote unquote, regulate digital content or digital participants in the world of media. I'm keen to understand your first and immediate response to the headlines that China made earlier this week regarding regulating influencers who speak on specific subjects. What's your take on it, and does it play any influence in the organization you run?
Yeah, good evening, Guguleta, to you and your listeners. Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, as I think it's a clampdown on their side to combat misinformation and disinformation being spread. So, I mean, that's a good thing. If I'm in total agreement of a government taking it over like themselves, maybe perhaps I'm more a fan of self-regulation and that the industry comes together and find answers to industry-related problems. Because I think at the end of the day, you don't know where something like that can go, you know? So, but I think it's the reasons behind it is perhaps someone had to come and step in. But it's a very nuanced problem, you know. So I don't think there's easy answers for it.
100%. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it really is unique to the environment, the country, the regulation, and even the cultural perceptions that might exist. South Africa is known to have a very robust public that shares their opinions very boldly so, and adequately so, because we do have freedom of speech in the country. When you evaluate the South African influencer landscape, yes, there have been a few reports of the likes of Dr. Matthew and what we saw more recently with a campaign to have this young South African woman move to Russia. But I'm just keen to understand, when you look at the influencer landscape, you know, how are we doing in terms of maintaining the balance of freedom of speech but still responsible public opinion?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the industry is regulating itself quite well, because you've got obviously your brands that's using influencers. They've got certain rules that they abide by. Us as service providers in the space also try and stick to the rules. And then the creators as well, protecting their asset, which is their voice. So to go rogue, you know, you can harm your own profile substantially and that sort of thing. So I think as self-regulation and having rules for the industry to abide by is a good thing. And for instance, in our space, we say if it's your own voice and your own channel, you got to declare your relationship with the brand. Up front, you got to disclose, you know, have I been gifted a product? Am I being paid for this collaboration? What is the situation? So that's very important in the local market, and I think most of the players actually stick to it. You can see the posts are being tagged that it's an ad or it's a gift or that kind of thing. I think more specifically to the China cases is where it goes around professionals, because professionals is a small portion of your influencer community or your creator community out there. And if you now say people with lived experiences, you might have on a weight loss program lost 50 kilograms. You don't have any certification for that, but that was your lived experience.
Yeah.
And you want to now share with people that, what is the qualification do you put in? That you're not a medical doctor, it's not medical advice, but this is your lived experience, you know? So, because I think that's the sort of grey areas where there needs to be a little bit of more guidance for everyone in the space.
I get you. What's beautiful about the guidance is that, I guess, you as an industry player are influencing it and shaping it. But you also have a lot of data that we can refer to and reference. And this takes me to the State of Influencer Marketing Benchmark Report. I understand this was released in 2024. Yourself and key partners actually contributed to this insight, just to reflect on the return on investment that's typically made. And I guess one of the key themes that often pops up is, you know, how we actually look at influencing. And this is where your agency has also found great success in nano influencers. It almost seems that the true art of being an influencer is actually doing that, influencing, shifting opinion and behavior. But how is that evolving, I guess? Because typically we always think it's big numbers, glitz and glam, and the hey guys, welcome to my YouTube channel narrative. But, you know, when you look at influencing, how is it shifting in South Africa?
Around that report, the IAB has actually released it, so it's available on their website, the benchmark report. Now, the thing is, where nano-influencers come into play is, if you speak to marketers, they will tell you the most powerful form of advertising is word of mouth.
Mm.
And then if you ask them now, how do you activate word of mouth, they battle to tell you how they do it. And social media has given ordinary people voices, and it's given them a distribution to a community. So word of mouth has actually become more powerful. And then what influences really is about leveraging the trust of the individual. The more trust you have within your community, the more powerful your influence will be. And I think what we try and do in the nano influencer space is get the fans of brands to do the talking on behalf of the brand. So they're already a fan. They're not becoming a fan for money or anything like that. They already support the brand. And then we just amplify their voices around it. So you've got this almost 100% authenticity, and you've got someone that's really invested in the brand doing the talking and then getting the distribution scale through social media, where our one-on-one conversations might have been limited to 20 a month and maybe the subject came up. Now, all of a sudden, it goes out to my 500 close friends on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And they see it, and they can get in contact with me. So I think that's where the nano play comes in. It's word of mouth with scale. And it's that platform has done, we do about 19,000 collaborations on an annual basis there. And we've put a lot of money into the pockets of normal people, ordinary consumers in this country.
Exactly. Peter, before I let you go, you've been in the industry for quite some time, and you've seen the shifts, right, of digital media and where we're leading to. And one thing is certain is that digital is here to play. Traditional media like radio and television, yes, we're still quite unique in a market like South Africa, but digital is the landscape to be on. When you look at the outlook for media, agencies, brand partnerships, and advertising, how do you see it, I guess, evolving in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, I definitely with you. I think as digital will continue to grow. But it's one thing to have a channel to carry a message. Creativity is at the core of it. And I think that's where the influencers will come to their fore, because you release all this creative power that's out there. It's not limited to creative agencies only.
Mm.
And I think as brands and as we as players in the space start understanding, we shouldn't script this creative capability out there.
Right.
We must actually release it. And then the distribution channels is there, and you'll see the magic happen. I think in the influencer space,
yeah,
we just seen the tip of iceberg, yes.
Oh, Peter.
It's going to grow phenomenally, much bigger than what it is now.
All the more reason to have you in studio for an hour-long conversation next time. But thank you so much for your patience and insights, sir. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time. Good evening.
Thank you. Peter Groenewald, COO of Infinity Influencer and the founder of The Salt, which is South Africa's first nano influencer marketplace. Phew, interesting times indeed.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.